If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. It is clear and cold, 31 degrees. We'll get to the low 50s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, this is New Year's Eve Eve. That means the countdown has begun. The new year begins in 40 hours and 57 minutes.
And that's not much time to put the finishing touches on Reunion Tower in Dallas, where the annual pyrotechnic show is being prepared.
Workers have been scrambling all over the 561-foot tower for days, installing the wiring and setting up the fireworks and drones for this, the 10th annual Lone Star New Year's Eve celebration. And Reunion Tower President Dusty Grosskreutz says there is something new every year.
This year we're adding 500 drones, some of which even have pyro coming off of them in certain scenes. So we'll have pyro on the drones, large drones, a light show, and fireworks on the ball all at one time. It's going to be amazing.
The show lights up at 1 minute before midnight tomorrow, and no matter where you are, you can see the lights and fireworks from miles around. And tune into our sister station, 98.7 The Spot, to hear the musical simulcast. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Heather Behrens. John Little has the morning off. We're seeing the tail end of the record-setting holiday travel season, but anyone traveling to the Midwest or the Great Lakes states may face some weather-related headaches.
Airlines say they will have to watch windy conditions and possible visibility issues affecting flights headed into the Northeast. This as the last trickles of holiday travel wrap up ahead of a brand new year. Things are starting to settle down a little bit at our two local airports, but the ripple effect has been felt all over, and post-holiday travel has really become a bit of a mess in some places. Amid canceled and delayed flights across the nation, even ground stops in Minneapolis and Chicago, all causing backups in other airports.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And speaking of air travel, right now at DFW Airport, there are 44 delays in and out of the airport, 6 cancellations, much better today than in previous days. And security wait times, the longest is at D22 and E33. You can expect a 20-minute longer wait there. And at Love Field, there are 16 delays in and out of the airport, 1 cancellation, security wait time around 6 minutes. So pretty easy there. More details have been released about a family violence murder-suicide in Grand Prairie, where police say a man shot his own son in the face and then killed his wife and himself.
A man ran to his neighbor's house to call 911 after being shot in the face by his 62-year-old father. He told police he had tried to stop a fight between his mom and dad when he was shot. Officers tried to make contact with the father, but when he didn't respond, they broke down the door to try to rescue the mother. That's when police say he started firing at them. One officer suffered a minor injury after he was hit by ricochet. When SWAT finally entered the home, they found the mother dead on the bed and the father dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the bathroom. The son, who was shot in the face, is expected to be okay. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And we also have an update on a tragic story we reported to you yesterday. The son of a former city official in McKinney is now facing criminal charges in connection with his death.
Police were called to the home of former McKinney City Manager Frank Reagan on Sunday for a welfare check after friends and relatives told officers they had not heard from Reagan or his wife Jackie for several days. The couple were found dead inside the home, and police say they also confronted their adult son, 34-year-old Bryce Reagan, who had a gun. He was shot by officers and taken to the hospital for treatment. He's now being held on one charge of capital murder of multiple persons and 3 charges of aggravated assault against a public servant. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, we just don't know if it was the CIA or the U.S. military, but we do know this. President Trump says the United States has hit a makeshift Venezuelan dock facility that's used to load drug smuggling boats. He said the strike caused a major explosion of the dock area, but provided few details on who carried it out or even where it happened. Things are back to normal in downtown Dallas, at least as normal as it gets for downtown Dallas, after an hours-long police standoff ended with a man dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We're told that police officers were trying to arrest a wanted felon when he barricaded himself inside a car just before 4 p.m. Happened near the Neiman Marcus flagship store on Commerce Street. New Year's Eve across North Texas features zoo lights after dark, a celebratory symphony concert, even fireworks filling the skyline. For times, locations, and last-minute plans, everything you need right now at KRLD.com.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning Briefing. We're going to fill your head this morning with a lot of useful information in our 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic. All we ask is when they say, where did you hear that? You tell them it's from us. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 722 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're going to check in with David Johnson coming up in a moment. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Thank you so much for being with us. Property tax relief is coming soon to Texas.
This past legislative session saw some tax reforms, but conservatives say there is still work to do. Andrew McVeigh with Texans for Fiscal Responsibility says there's a lot to like in Governor Abbott's plan, which requires voter approval for tax increases.
If we're really going to get a handle on things, the voters need to have greater control.
He says the plan also slaps spending limits on local governments that, he says, is needed to help homeowners squeezed by rapidly rising appraisals. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, a lot of people got gifts last week and are looking for the opportunity to return them or make an exchange. High-tech Texan Michael Garfield says online retailers like Amazon have their own return policies if you're shipping an item back to them.
Sometimes they do come with a gift receipt. Sometimes they do have a return label. And so before you throw things out, again, this is for the younger folk in generation two. They just love tearing and throwing things away. Try to keep everything until you use that gift or you try it on and you make sure you want to keep it.
He says you'll also need to check to see if the company has a deadline for its holiday returns. Tragedy in Grand Prairie, where police say a man called 911 last night to say his own father shot him while he was trying to break up a fight between his parents. When police got to the home, they say the suspect fired at them and led officers on a standoff for several hours before killing himself. When officers went inside, they found the bodies of the man and his wife. The son is expected to be okay, despite the fact he was shot in the face. And the son of a former McKinney city manager is facing capital murder charges in connection with the death of his parents. The bodies of former city manager Frank Rangan and his wife Jackie were found inside their home over the weekend, and police shot and injured 34-year-old Bryce Rangan. He was hospitalized but survived his injuries. He's accused of killing his parents and of attacking police officers.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station and DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, guys. Well, maybe yesterday was just sort of a bad dream, an interruption in what otherwise had been a sort of a nice Santa Claus rally. But we saw a big sell-off across the board yesterday. It seemed to escalate, and especially escalated after this enormous sell-off that we saw in the metals market yesterday. I guess it was started when they raised the margin requirements, the down payment, if you will, for buying silver. The mercantile exchange, the commodities exchange did that, and it was sort of the catalyst for selling that just went across the board. We ended up with the biggest one-day sell-off in silver in 5 years, down 9%. Gold was down close to 5%. And then there was platinum, down 15%. Well, all is forgiven. They're buying the stuff back today. Here's gold up 1.5%, up $68. Silver's back up 8%, up $5.73. And that may be clearing the way for a little bit of a bounce in stocks. The Dow Industrials average, if it opened right now, would be up 22 points. The NASDAQ up 14. The S&P average up 3. Fairly modest gains, but gains nonetheless. We will get some economic news today. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index comes out in about a half hour. That is expected to be positive, but still weaker than it had been in September. These will be October numbers. Then we get the House Price Index also coming out. Chicago Purchasing Managers Survey at 8:45. Then at 1 o'clock, it'll be interesting. These will be the minutes from that Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. That was that fractious meeting where they cut interest rates, but you know, they were evenly divided. Some wanted to cut by a half point instead of a quarter. Some wanted to leave them alone. Be interesting to see what was happening behind those closed doors. Crude's up 30 cents today, $58.38. Still trying to figure out what, if anything, is going on in Russia and Ukraine. It looked like there was going to be peace. That was probably going to open up the floodgates. We'd see a lot of oil, which would depress prices. Now there doesn't seem to be peace, so crude's kind of caught in the middle. Right now, very modest gains coming across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
After a three-day break, the Stars return to the ice tomorrow.
And hopefully the rest can help get them back on track. After suffering an overtime loss to Chicago on Saturday night, Dallas needs a win to stay second in the Central Division, with Minnesota just 3 points behind. The Stars host the Buffalo Sabres on New Year's Eve tomorrow, and there's been better times to face the Sabres, as right now they're on a 9-game winning streak, which has turned their season around. Dallas will need their offense to keep up with Buffalo's, as the Sabres have not scored less than 3 over the win streak. The puck drops at 7 tomorrow night with coverage on Victory Plus. Jed Nelson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of golf's greatest players is about to reach an important number.
Tiger Woods played a game with which hardly anyone could relate. Now he approaches a milestone that makes him like everyone else. Woods turns 50 on Tuesday. This celebration is more about appreciating the past than wondering about the future. Woods has had more surgeries than the 15 majors he won. He is eligible for the 50 and older PGA Tour Champions League without any indication he will play. Woods has only played 11 times since he was badly injured in a 2021 car crash in Los Angeles. He didn't play on tour in 2025.
That's Gethin Coolbaugh reporting. So 50 years
How
old,
terrible
Tiger.
That's got to be 50.
Hey, man. Welcome to the club, Tiger. And guess what? I promise you, you're going to be inundated with material from AARP.
Oh, that's right, right.
They send you everything.
Like you're 49 and 3/4, you start getting everything from AARP.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You get discounts.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.